Tonight we're here to continue our reading of the Tao of the Final Days. And I believe that finally some people are beginning to believe we are in the final days. I think until these last events that have riled world politics, people still thought that nuclear war, for example, was an unthinkable event, that people were far too adult and wise to allow something like that to happen. But now I saw that the Secretary General of the United Nations the other day said, well, you know, nuclear war is now a possibility. It's no longer in that category. And the famous nuclear clock is very close to midnight. And as we see the escalation of very belligerent rhetoric between Russia and the U.S. is becoming extremely bitter, and the actual military events that are happening are increasing the manufacture of consent for going ahead with the ultimate catastrophic war. And of course, we're in the midst of a perfect storm of events. That war is only one of a number of cataclysmic aspects of our situation, including an impending food shortage of global proportions that is not something that can be resolved in any timeline that could save the masses of population that will starve. So we're seeing the end approach, and people are finally beginning to stop thinking about, well, I'll retire in 5 years, and this is where I'll plan to live, or worried about their pensions, or worried about their careers and their futures. And they're starting to become present to the reality of the situation that our planet is in. And I think it's only when one begins to confront this reality that a book like this will have meaning and can be of some help to people who feel lost, anxious, alone, terrified of a situation that they don't understand. And you know, when I listen to some of the political analysts of the current situation, none of them are connecting the dots, and none of them are fully recognizing the engineered nature of this situation. They're always assuming that, oh, the people in charge are stupid, they're making mistakes. But these are not mistakes, these are intentional, provoked situations in order to bring about this result. But people seem to want to believe that, oh, a government is going to serve the best interests of its people. And those who recognize that's not true, they think, well, it will at least serve the best interests of its own governmental power. But even that is not true. And so we have to understand by connecting all the dots of the situation and not looking at each aspect of it separately and not seeing that the pattern is a single whole, whether it's the pandemic and the injections and other aspects of this depopulation agenda. But it's something that needs to be understood holistically. And there's very few willing to see it in its entirety, including, of course, the spiritual dimension of it. And without seeing the spiritual dimension of it, then one is going to fall into either despair or hopelessness or a sense of anger at what is happening, and lose control and go into a rather berserk frame of reference. But one has to understand that the God of love is underlying this situation, and that everything that is happening is actually a blessing. But that cannot be understood unless we have gone through a paradigm shift in which we recognize that we are not bodies, we are not made of matter, we are divine beings of light. And it's because of having lost that understanding and having fallen into a materialistic mindset that the greed, the savagery of the current political and social orders have gained the upper hand over humanitarian concerns and alliances, and have brought about the situation, and that billions of people are already suffering and oppressed, and there's not even an unconscious, but an under the radar mass urge to bring all of this suffering to an end. The collective death drive is in full blast on a planetary level, and the masses of suffering people who have been starving for a long time already. It's only in the West now that the food shortage is going to be felt, but it has been there for some time in India and Africa and much of the South, the global South. So we're dealing with a situation of total breakdown of the social order, the political order, and every other order that had been holding together by a thread. And we are now in those last moments of the unraveling of the last, let's say, nodes of sanity within the cultural sphere. And the result of that has to be an ending of an unsustainable situation in which humanity's spirit has been broken and lost, and the truth that has been spoken by many doctors and scientists that we're in a state of mass psychosis is a reality. And the only way out of that is to return to the truth, the light, the reality of God. There is no other salvation but the real salvation. And that is what we will be blessed to soon witness together. And our split consciousnesses that are at war within themselves and with each other will be reunified in the oneness of God. And it's the final ultimate blessing and gift of grace that can eliminate the massive suffering that is going on in the world, that cannot be resolved from any phenomenal plane agency, because there is no longer any credibility in any of the institutions or any power to advance an agenda that would bring peace. Those who want peace are actually censored, and it is the war cry is now dominant, and that's increasing on all sides. So we have to become beacons of real peace internally and bring that peace into the world. That is the peace that is the presence and the love of God, which is the only real peace that has any chance of touching the hearts of those who are suffering. So to return to the book, and I'll read as many as I can this time to make up for not reading many last time.